how I clobbered every bureaucratic cash confiscatory agency known to man, a spiritual economics book on $$$$ and remembering who you are by, Mary Elizabeth Croft. One dedication for my sons, Colin Thomas and James Casey, updated August 2008. Be certain to read my articles, which I post episodically, on my blog, www.spiritualeconomicsno.net. Acknowledgement: I could not have written this without the assistance of Ray Cox and Rice McLeod. No disclaimer: there is no disclaimer in this book because the reader will learn that we are all responsible for our perception and interpretation of anything and everything we experience. I have no intention of disclaiming anything I write. Maybe what I tell you will allow you to change your mind about how you want to conduct your affairs from now on. Anyone reading this book is wise enough to follow one's own counsel and therefore acknowledges that I cannot, do not, and will not tell anyone what to do. Nobody ever committed suicide while reading a good book, but many have while trying to write one. R. Byrne. Contents: Foreword. Page 3: Truth. Page 5: Notes. Page 6: Preface. Page 7: Introduction. Page 7: Part I: What Happened. Page 8: Part 2: How It Happened. Page 20: Part 3: What Really Happened / What to Do. Page 63: Epilogue. Page 93: Summary. Page 94: Contact Info / Bibliography. Page 96: To Foreword. I had given up writing this book because of people's reactions when I mentioned the commerce game. Most wanted to kill the messenger because their having been so conned by the alleged authorities for their entire lives was too painful to contemplate. Those with neither eyes to see nor ears to hear wanted to argue with me. Many suggested they were aware, yet upon further discussion they admitted to not really knowing. Our mind is of three categories: what we know, what we don't know, and what we don't know we don't know. Not knowing is unfortunate, not knowing that we don't know is tragic. W. Earhart. Some actually did know about the fraudulent banking system and yet felt already defeated. They remain part of the problem by refusing to become part of the solution. The ultimate ignorance is the rejection of something you know nothing about and refuse to investigate. Dr. Wayne Dyer. I concluded that, unfortunately, only a few want to hear how to become free, stop identifying with their false beliefs, do what they want to do, instead of working for a living, and live in joy, which is what we are designed to do. I felt as if I were my own minority group. I truly do want to know that which I don't want to know. Most want security over freedom. As most people identify with their beliefs, giving them up would present the fear: who would I be? If they were to open their minds, drop their preconceived notions and their psychological prejudices, let go of the concept that their beliefs are who they are, they might become enlightened. Millions of unconscious people are not taking responsibility for their inner peace. Eckhart Tolle. Needless to say, suggesting we have been conned into playing an insidious game which is destroying our lives, our futures, our fellowship, our spirituality, and our true natures, will meet with non-receptive minds. Consequently, in exasperation one night I resolved that my book would be futile, a waste of my time and energy. I declared I would put my efforts back into developing my energy psychology practice. In the middle of the night I was awakened by a voice saying, "Secret oral teachings." I thought, "I'll remember," and went back to sleep. Later I heard it again, and then again upon awakening I heard, "Secret oral teachings," at which point I leapt out of bed and went to my books and put my hand on a small brown book which I'd owned for 20 years and never read, entitled, "Secret Oral Teachings in Tibetan Buddhist Sects by Alexandra David Neal and Lama Yongden, 1967. Within the first 8 pages I read about the hesitation of the Buddha, before beginning his mission. I have discovered a profound truth, difficult to perceive, difficult to understand, accessible only to the wise. Human beings busy themselves in the vortex of the world and find their pleasure. It will be difficult for men to understand the law of the concatenation of causes and effects, the suppression of the samskaras, ideas that one forms which depend upon ignorance. Of what use to reveal to men that which I have discovered at the price of laborious efforts? Why should I do so? This doctrine cannot be understood by those filled by desire and hatred. It is mysterious, deep, hidden from the vulgar mind. If I proclaim it and men are unable to understand it, the only result will be fatigue and annoyance for me. Brahma Sahampati exhorts the Buddha to conquer his hesitation. 3. May the Venerable One preach the doctrine. There are beings whose spiritual eyes are hardly darkened by light dust, these will understand the doctrine. In the land of Magadha, a false doctrine has prevailed up to the present, elaborated by men whose minds were contaminated by ignorance. Now open to them the gate of immortality, literally, of the deathless. Arise, O victorious one. Travel throughout the world, O chief of pilgrims, beings who wander in the round of successive births and deaths. There are some who will understand thee. The Buddha insisted strongly on the necessity of examining the propositions put forward by him, and of understanding them personally before accepting them as true. The ancient texts leave no doubt on this point. Do not believe on the strength of traditions even if they have been held in honor for many generations and in many places. Do not believe anything because many people speak of it. Do not believe on the strength of sages of old times. Do not believe that which you have yourselves imagined, thinking that a god has inspired you. Believe nothing which depends only on the authority of your masters or of priests. After investigation, believe that which you have yourselves tested and found reasonable, and which is for your good and that of others. Doubt is an incitement to research, and research is the path to true knowledge. Why are these teachings secret? Does that mean I can't write and tell about them? No, Alexandra, these teachings are not called secret because it is forbidden to talk about them. They are secret because so few who hear them understand. Immediately I began writing, yet from a completely different perspective from my previous attempts. Following is the result of this inspiration. I ask that you take the Buddha's suggestion, investigate, believe what is reasonable and for your good and that of others. I was asked, but there no words, it was a straight mental instantaneous communication. What had I done to benefit or advance the human race? The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, Sogyal Rinpoche. I have determined that writing this book is my responsibility. For truth, the truth's initial commotion is directly proportional to how deeply the lie was believed. It wasn't the world being round that agitated people, but that the world wasn't flat. When a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic. Dresden James. Each progressive spirit is opposed by 1,000 mediocre minds appointed to guard the past. Maurice Maeterlinck. Contempt, prior to complete investigation, enslaves men to ignorance. Dr. John Whitman Ray. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell. If you want to make someone angry, tell him a lie. If you want to make him furious, tell him the truth. All truth passes through 3 stages. First, it is ridiculed, second, it is violently opposed, and third, it is accepted as self-evident. Arthur Schopenhauer. Philosopher, 1788-1860. As scarce as truth is, the supply has always been in excess of the demand. J. Billings. Don't confuse your opinion with 55-the truth. Werner Erhard. It's a rare person who wants to hear what he doesn't want to hear. Dick Cavett. The power to fit in with one's social peers can be irresistible. To a human lemming, the logic behind an opinion doesn't count as much as the power and popularity behind an opinion. Norman Livergood. If the truth is that ugly which it is, then we do have to be careful about the way that we tell the truth. But to say somehow that telling the truth should be avoided because people may respond badly to the truth seems bizarre to me. Chuck Scoro, Deacon, St. Paul's Catholic Church. Neo, what truth? Morpheus, that you are a slave, Neo. That you, like everyone else, was born into bondage, kept inside a prison that you cannot smell, taste, or touch, a prison for your mind. Matrix. Accept it or reject it, you have to know it. Mrs. McKay, my grade 11 geology teacher, RYCI. We serve no one by withholding information. We do not serve ourselves by refusing to investigate. Lack of information never assisted anyone. Accurate information allows us options. We can choose to take action based upon it or choose to ignore it, but not knowing does not assist us. So put aside your preconceived notions, your psychological defense mechanisms, and your prejudices. Take a chance on remembering what could well grant you complete economic, emotional, and spiritual freedom. Any logics course will teach that we can have a completely logical system which reaches a logical conclusion, yet it is not true because it is based upon a false premise. The mind seems not to care if it reacts from something that is untrue as long as it feels certainty. So, the best position from which to learn is from uncertainty being in the question. Can we afford to be so arrogant as to pretend we know something we don't know, the knowing of which could transform our lives? Werner Erhard. Many people have ruined their lives when they could have prevented it, but for want of opening their minds. 5 Notes. I have used abbreviations for nouns such as the alphabet, agencies of the government/government including, $$$. What is commonly thought of as money, money, something of intrinsic value, no longer in existence since 1933, IRS/CRA, Internal Revenue Service/Canada Revenue Agency, FRB/BC, Federal Reserve Bank/Bank of Canada, FRN/BCN, Federal Reserve Notes/Bank of Canada Notes, USD/CAD, US Dollar/Canadian Dollar, USA/CA, The Corporations USA/Canada, USG, Private, Foreign, Belligerent Corporation Masquerading as the United States/American Government, CAG, Private, Foreign, Belligerent Corporation Masquerading as the Canadian Government, CAN/M, Canada/America, The People and/or the Territory of the Provinces/United States, UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, Rules for Commercial/Contract Law, The Only Law in Operation Today, UCC 1, Financing Statement, Filed in USA, PPSA, Personal Property Security Agreement, A Financing Statement, Filed in Canada, EFT. Electronic Funds Transfer, IMF, International Monetary Fund/World Bank/Vatican/Crown, Private Section of London, England, PTB, Powers That Be/Zionists/Illuminati/Masons/Matrix/Global Elite/NWO, New World Order/International Bankers/SSN/Sin Social Security Number/Social Insurance Number, Socialist Numbers, SS/CP, Social Security/Canada, Pension Bar, British Accreditation Registry/Regency, the agency which grants attorneys a bar card, not to be confused with a license to practice law. Banksters, public entities/government agencies/bureaucrats which confiscate funds, property, assets of kin/M people to collect the interest on the debt due to the involuntary bankruptcy of USA/CA for the purpose of total control of the people of the world, ACIMA Course in Miracles by the Foundation for Inner Peace, 3 Spiritual Texts, Intuition, Higher Self/Holy Spirit/Oneness/Jesus/Angels/Higher Consciousness/Universal Intelligence/Gut Knowing/Collective Unconscious/ Spiritual Middleman between the Creator and Me/Source. 6 Preface. A man and a woman met at a party on a Friday evening and were immediately attracted to one another. After some perfunctory chit-chat, he invited her to his house where she remained the entire weekend. The sex was great, the conversation was fabulous. They discussed their respective attitudes on every conceivable subject, they laughed, they reminisced over their childhoods, school, and previous lovers. They talked about every member of their families, they described in detail their interests, many of which they shared, their occupations, and their friends. Throughout these intimate conversations they made love. He was a fabulous cook, and so after going to the market on Saturday morning, he created sumptuous meals for the remainder of her visit. Each mentioned what/he wanted in a mate, and the other corroborated. There was even talk of a future together. By Sunday brunch, each admitted to feeling as if/he had known each other his/her entire life, and quite possibly even prior to this lifetime. Indeed, they had found their soul mates. After supper on Sunday night, when the end of their most ecstatic weekend was about to end, snuggled up watching a romantic movie, promising never to let the other go, she asked, "How much money do you make?" His response was, "That's personal. What is it about $$$$ that keeps us from being with each other? I suggest that $$$$ is the most glaring evidence of our belief that we are separate from one another." Introduction. Remember the bumper sticker, question authority. Everyone said it, yet no one did anything about it. I did, I recognized it. I had known from a very young age that I, and none other, was my own and only authority. It seems I simply spent my life evidencing it. I never, ever, listened to anyone outside myself. The problem was that I also never listened to me. It took me decades to learn to trust my intuition. The most important thing we will ever learn is who we are, and this will require that we change our minds about who we think we are. This will require that we throw out everything we think we know and replace it with what we have intuitively always known. We must listen only to what our intuition intends for us. 7 Part I